From the KBUT studios in Crested Butte, I'm Christopher Biddle with your local newscast for Monday, February 17th. Gun sales in Colorado have dropped for the third year in a row. CPR's Jim Hill has more.
Colorado firearm sales saw a small dip last year. It's the third year of a slide that started with the election of President Donald Trump. Gun sales usually decline under Republican presidents. However, the slide may be slowing. While previous drops were 5%, last year's sales only dropped 2%. And this January, the number of approved background checks, a proxy for sales, jumped 17% over the start of 2019. I'm Jim Hill, CPR News.
And this is KBUT. State lawmakers are scheduled to resume a debate this week on a bill to end the death penalty. As KBUT's Scott Franz reports, talks in the House will likely be more heated than they were in the Senate.
Republican Dave Williams of Colorado Springs says he'll try to filibuster the bill when it likely reaches the House floor for a final vote. He thinks the decision should be up to voters and not the legislature. Supporters say the death penalty is costly and fails to deter violent crime. And Democrats, along with the support of at least three Republicans, are expected to use their majority to repeal it for all crimes committed after July 1st. Governor Jared Polis is also ready to end it. A similar measure stalled last year in the Senate because some Democrats wanted to keep it. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
A New Jersey man died at Vail Resort on Saturday in an accident involving a chairlift. Vail Daily News reports that witnesses say a seat was left upright on a chairlift and Jason Varnish, 46, of Short Hills, New Jersey, fell through the open chair, catching his jacket in the process. Despite being given CPR, Varnish died of asphyxiation. Also, over the weekend, two men died in an avalanche outside Vail. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says their bodies were discovered Sunday. They were caught in a slide estimated to be 600 feet wide.
A total of three men, all riding motorized snow bikes, were caught in the avalanche Saturday afternoon in rural Eagle County. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says one of the riders was able to dig himself out and go for help, but the other two were pushed into a gully and completely buried. They're the third and fourth avalanche deaths in the state this winter. In Kremling, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And this is KBUT. More than 11,000 people turned out to see Bernie Sanders in Denver last night. The campaign says it was the largest event any candidate has held in Colorado ahead of the 2020 election. President Trump returns to Colorado Springs later this week to host a campaign rally. The event takes place Thursday at the 8,000-seat Broadmoor World Arena. Republican Senator Cory Gardner will join Trump. The two have allied their reelection efforts recently, and their campaigns launched a joint fundraising committee last week. Capping off the best season of his career, halfpipe skier and Crested Butte native Aaron Blunk has been crowned the overall winner of the 2019-2020 season, competing on the International Ski Federation's World Cup circuit. Blunk was given the so-called Crystal Globe Trophy at the year's final event in Calgary over the weekend. You're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.